Here's what else you need to know to start driving traffic and making money. Optimize your posts for the search engines by creating articles around specific keywords. You may use Word Tracker or any keyword tool to find out what niche keywords your market is already searching for. Tag each of your posts using relevant keywords. WordPress allows you to add tags, keywords, automatically when you're posting your articles. You can also use your keywords as your category titles. Ping the blog directories as necessary so that they crawl your site whenever you make a new post. If you're using WordPress, it pings the directories automatically. Otherwise, you can use a service like pingoat.com. Finally, you need to create content that gets people coming back to your site again and again. You may create posts such as Top 10 Lists. Create several useful top 10 lists, and your blog will become the go-to place for niche-specific information. For example, a weight loss site might list the top 10 diets, the top 10 weight loss supplements, the top 10 exercises, the top 10 fat-burning foods, and so on. Product reviews in your niche. Be sure to list the product flaws as well as the good points, as absolute honesty fosters trust. And sales. Be sure to use your affiliate link. Controversial articles that go viral. Don't be afraid to polarize your audience. You may repel some people, but you'll draw your target market closer to you. Highly useful content, the type of content that others are selling. Strong opinion articles, which can often create a buzz. Go ahead and get passionate while taking a strong stand. Articles that join conversations already going on in your niche. If you take a different viewpoint or form a strong opinion, people will migrate to your blog just because you're offering something different. Answers to frequently asked questions. Just visit blogs in your niche to see what sorts of questions people are regularly asking. And anything that sets your blog posts apart and gets people talking and linking to your blog. Number 7. Transform your digital products into physical products. If you're already selling ebooks or other downloadable information products, then you know just how lucrative it can be to turn your words into cash. Indeed, selling ebooks is just one path to $10,000 per month. Here's another. Start selling your digital products as physical products and pocket a hefty profit. There are a few good reasons why you should do this. A. Physical products carry a higher perceived value. When someone can hold a product in his or her hands, it's often viewed as having more value than a digital product. In other words, the exact same paper book is valued more than the digital version sitting on their hard drive. You benefit from this perception because it generally allows you to charge more for the product. Example, a small ebook package that you charge $100 for could easily become a $500 home study course. The actual printing cost ends up being just a few dollars per book, and you get to pocket the rest as pure profit. B. Physical products incur fewer refunds. When people have to actually work to get their refund, you'll find fewer people casually asking for refunds as opposed to the serial refunders you've likely encountered when selling ebooks. That's why print products incur fewer refunds, because customers are required to ship the product back to you. End result, you get to keep more of your profits. C. Physical products are sometimes viewed as more respectable, which elevates your status in your niche. Finally, offering a physical product almost instantly positions you as an expert in your niche, which fosters trust and spurs sales. It doesn't even matter if you're self-publishing a book. Some people have a tendency to view authors of print books as more reputable than ebook authors. By now it should be fairly clear why you should transform your digital products into physical products. Your next question is, how? Fortunately, plenty of print-on-demand, POD, publishers and fulfillment companies have sprung up to make it easy for you to sell physical products. Check out lulu.com, cafepress.com and disc.com for your printing and fulfillment needs. Number 8. Tweak and flip information products. Here's another way to profit from information products without having to deal with the product creation yourself. Namely, by buying, tweaking and then reselling products that come with product label rights, PLR. PLR products are those products where you purchase the right to modify the product and, generally, do with it as you please, as long as you follow the terms of your PLR license. That means you usually can modify the product, break it up, add it to another PLR product, change the format, for example, create an audio product or a physical product, sell it, give it away, etc. Now here's why this can be so extraordinarily profitable. Even though 20, 200 or even 500 people might have the rights to this same product, very few of them will actually take any action. Of those that take action, most will simply use the PLR product as is, without any modifications whatsoever. However, all you have to do is invest an hour or so of your time to modify the product, thereby creating a new, unique product. Then you can change the title, create new eco-over graphics and tweak the sales letter. The best part? That 1 hour you invested eliminated all your direct competition, because you're selling a unique product. Quick tip, you don't even have to rework the product yourself. Visit Elance.com or similar to find a competent freelancer willing to rewrite and tweak PLR content. Some will do it for just a few pennies per word.